There was me, that is Sub, and my three Drugettes, that is Cat, Georgie, and the aptly named Sin. We would start each night in the Gone Wild milk bar, trying to whimsy our toll trucks what to do. The Gone Wild milk bar sold Milk Plus, which was milk plus a fancy cocktail of somethings that when it went to work in your tingly bits, sent you into a sort of orgiastic frenzy. You see, ever since the Whoopsie Daisy, it's been law that every surviving Droog and Droogette must do the old mug-nug at least once every 24 hours. Quite mad, isn't it? It's the replacement pace, they say. Poor bumpkins are droopsy by the score, and so the powers that be figured the rest of us should pick up the slack. So there are milk bars everywhere to keep us all tingly in our tingly bits. Except, with me and my Drugettes, the effect is the opposite. After a shot or two of Milk Plus, the mere idea of Mug-a-Nug is enough to make us blurp our gullets. It made us quite persona non grata in the milk bars and pubs. Like common scoundrels we were, not so much as a drop of moisture in our tingly bits. They were scandalized. Oh, my sisters, you should have seen the way the other new Bets and Drugettes looked at us, sitting there all in our warmsies whilst all around us played out scenes that would have scandalized Nero himself. We wouldn't so much as take off our Maggie's lovelies. No, not us. Ah, but we were queer old Bramkers, my lovelies. Most of them couldn't even look us in the eye. We would traipse the city at night, finding bunces in the middle of the in-out, in-out, and give them a bit of the old ultra-violence. Lord help you, Maria, full of gob. The load is with you and also in you. Amen. Oh, but my sisters, there were dark clouds on the horizon. There's no freedom these days for mere Drugettes. There is a weepy and tragic and completely sancty part of my story just now beginning. Come along if you dare, lovelies. You see, it was determined by the powers that be that we four Drugettes were a bit mopsy for the times, in need of some tender official correcting. After a whole to-do with judges and a jury, who said very unnice things about your friend, I was sentenced to 13 years hard labor in Fiorina 161. And oh, my dears, the gallery of smelly perverts and prostuchniks in that place were enough to dent the resolve of even the stolidest sour face. Next cell was a newbet who'd nogged her own father, then bopped him on the head. The company wasn't the worst part, though. They gave your friend what they call the treatment. Never before had a Drugette suffered. One morning, a doctor came in and told me to undress. When I saw the size of the hypo he intended to stick in my backside, well, lovelies, I put up a fight. But soon the needle penetrated my flesh. It wasn't just the needle in my skin, sisters. Whatever he injected mainlined to my core. Never before had I felt the kind of emotion as if every symphony and opera ever composed washed over me at once. Ardor, my sisters, ardor. But I am a tough Drugette, and so I fought. I fought them. Oh, I fought them. It took four of them to hold me down. Oh, I kicked and spit at them. Even as I did, the cocktail was doing its work. Oh. There I was, bandling and proboscising when my body started to betray me. Suddenly, my sisters, I wanted them. Oh, I didn't. Oh, but I did. You can't imagine the torment that racked my Gulliver as I screamed at them to do it. Oh, do it, do it. Oh, I never wanted anything so badly as I wanted them inside me, roughly. Oh, I wanted them to rape me. All four of them, while the sick bastard doctor dug notes and pulled himself out and added his spunk to the bukkake that would surely follow, and yes, I wanted it all. They strapped me to a chair. Leather straps. Do you understand? By then I wanted leather straps. Could you conceive that I, Sub, droogiest of the droogettes, could think only of straps and cuffs and leather? That for the first time in my moon years, I found myself using that word. The doctor stripped me and strapped me, and I told him, I need you in my cunt. And I did. Oh, I needed my cunt corrected. And oh, how he corrected me, my lovelies.